Every day it's the same. As I wait for the shower to warm up, I fight off an assault on my self-esteem. First, there's my naked reflection in the bathroom mirror. To my right, a stack of clothes that don't fit anymore. And in front of me, the most damning thing of all, the bathroom scale. I know I should ignore it, but its pull is irresistible.
Okay, here comes the big moment of truth. You gotta be kidding me. Well, according to my scale, I am 4 pounds heavier than yesterday. I don't know how that can be possible.
You see, I'm fat. Not oversized, not full-figured, fat. I weigh 268 pounds and desperately need to lose some weight. None of my clothes fit, my cholesterol's through the roof, and my wife? Well, she seems to have cornered the market on migraine headaches. But what kind of diet? I needed a diet that would work within my lifestyle, not totally change it. Because giving up meat wasn't an option for me, I figured low-carb was the way to go. A recent Roper report estimated that up to 40 million Americans were reducing their carbohydrates. 40 million carb counters can't be wrong, can they? My gut told me that low-carb dieters must be demanding more meat and poultry. But was there an environmental impact? For advice, I turned to the Sierra Club. They have a program focused on concentrated animal feeding operations, better known as factory farms. These are operations where thousands of animals, sometimes tens of thousands, are housed together in relatively small spaces. Environmentalists say the problem is their manure. So much of it is produced in such a small area that simply spreading it on nearby fields can lead to severe water pollution. Ann Wywoody is the director of the Sierra Club's office in Lansing, Michigan. She said that manure is not the only problem. A bigger threat may be the antibiotics that the animals are given to promote their growth.
Up to 70% of the antibiotics used in this country right now are being fed to animals so that they are fattened quickly. And because animals are consuming so many antibiotics, you're actually creating superbugs or superbacteria.
As far as my diet is concerned, with all this talk about manure, bacteria, and superbugs, I wasn't sure I needed to diet after all. I'd pretty much lost my appetite. Well, almost. It is still barbecue season, after all. What I need is a low-carb fix that I can feel good about. A local butcher mentioned Roseland Farm. It's located in southwest Michigan near the Indiana border. They're one of the region's largest certified organic farms. It's a family farm, and Merrill Clark is one of the owners.
We're an 1,800-acre certified organic beef farm. We also raise other grains and some garden vegetables on a smaller scale, but mostly we're known for our beef, which we've been honestly certified organic for 20 years.
Certified organic means that Clark and her family feed their cattle with crops grown without pesticides or synthetic fertilizers. They also don't give their cattle antibiotics or growth hormones. Nearly a quarter of their farm is devoted to grazing, so the Clarks avoid the manure problems of factory farms. They just leave the manure where it drops, and it becomes natural fertilizer. Natural grazing also reduces the need to feed the cattle grains like corn and soybeans. When used for cattle feed, those grains are usually inefficient and expensive to produce. Even though the Clark family runs a large organic farm, they know that in the scheme of things, they're still very small. Merrill Clark says that's just fine.
If some major Kroger's or Meijer's wanted to, you know, buy all our meat, I don't think we would want to. We sort of feel connected to our label and our own name and our identity. It's just so interesting this way, meet great people, because you're just face-to-face with your own customers.
In my case, Merrill and I didn't actually meet face-to-face, but we bonded. We talked long after the interview was over, and I was impressed enough to buy a 35-pound cooler full of ground sirloin, strips, and fillets. Enough to get me through those first few weeks of my diet. So even though I'm still fat, and tomorrow the bathroom scale is going to be just as unforgiving, I'm starting to feel a little bit better about myself. For the first time, I feel connected to my food. I feel a bond to the farmer, and I feel like I'm supporting something worthwhile. And you know what? It feels good. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm David Hammond.